This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, one thing that I don't understand right now is the left and their glee. See, right now, Biden's polls are stagnating, and the midterms are approaching. And we are now serially treated to yet another melodrama coming from the left about the dangers of a supposed impending radical right-wing violent takeover. And this time, the alleged threat is a Neanderthal desire for a civil war. Now, the dubious rationale for this historic swoop, by the way, is the raid on President Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago and the pushback at the FBI and the Department of Justice from roughly half the country. And because we didn't sit back and say, oh, nothing to see here, I think I'll just see, and I'll point out why this is important in just a second, but now we are getting these giddy Civil War conjectures. Recently, presidential historian Michael Beschloss speculated about the parameters of such an envisioned civil war, and he's an ironic source. Just days earlier, he tweeted references to the executions of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, because they're so much fun. You know, they were the ones that passed on nuclear secrets to the Soviets, and then they were the ones who were executed for said passing of secrets. That's called spying. That's called treason, but, you know, never you mind. And this was the lunatic insinuation that Trump might justly suffer the same level of, you know, lethal injection, a lethal fate due to his supposed mishandling of nuclear secrets. Then we get unhinged cue ball, and I'm bald as the day is, you know, I'm bald as the day is long, so I can call him cue ball. Former CIA director Michael Hayden, and this should make you wonder who we picked to run certain things. He picked up on the Beschloss death penalty prompt, adding that it sounded about right. He had recently gained notoriety for Trump's continuance of the Obama administration's border detention facilities when he compared them to Hitler death camps, you know, even though Obama built them. And he had assured the public that Hunter Biden's loss in incriminating laptop was likely Russian disinformation. Then on cue, Hollywood now joins the Civil War bandwagon. They have issued a few bad grade C movies that focus on deranged white insurrectionists who seek to take over the United States in hope of driving out or killing off various marginalized people. The Pentagon grandees, they promised to learn about white rage in the military and then to root it out. Now, they never offered you any hard data to suggest that white males expressed any greater degree of racial or ethnic chauvinism than any other demographic. We heard of an insurrectionary plan, right? Somebody was going to kidnap the Michigan governor. But then when you take a second look at that, when you go, oh my God, after that, then you discover a concocted mess. There were 16 people involved in this. 12 of them were FBI informants. And they outnumbered the supposed four conspirators. Two of the conspirators were acquitted by a jury, and the other two so far found not guilty due to mistrial. The buffoonish January 6th riot at the Capitol is often cited as proof of the insurrectionary right-wing movement. But The one-day riotous embarrassment never turned up any armed revolutionaries or plots to overthrow the government. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie 1941. Robert Stack plays like a general in charge of the defense of the West Coast. And they called an air raid, and he's sitting there. He's been watching Dumbo. He wanted to go see Dumbo. And he gets on the horn when the air raid's been called, and he goes, you know, you can't have an air raid without any bombs. You don't hear any bombs going off, do you? Now, the Antifa and BLM riots were no one-day buffoons. They organized a series of destructive and deadly riots across the country for over 4 months in the summer of 2020. Those riots contributed to the deaths of 35 black people, by the way. $2 billion in property losses. Hundreds of police officers injured. Their riots and this time also led to the additional killing because of the crime spike that ensued with the, you know, the normal effect that you would expect when you're trying to defund the police, demoralize the police, penalize the police for doing their job. 3,800 extra black men were killed in a couple of years, 3,800, compared to 3,418 that died during the entire time between the end of the Civil War and the beginning of the civil rights process in the mid-late 60s that, you know, was a result of them being killed just for being black, for being lynched. But we're the insurrectionaries. Then there's the secession talk, which is funny, because it comes now from the left, not the right. A new parlor game has sprung up among the elites and venues like The Nation and The New Republic, imaging secession from the United States. Blue staters brag secession would free them from the burden of the red state conservative population. And over the last 5 years, it was the left that who talked openly of tearing apart the American system of governance. From packing the Supreme Court, doing away with the Electoral College, ending the ancient filibuster, nullifying immigration law. Time essayist Molly Ball in early 2021 gushed about a brilliant conspiracy of wealthy tech lords, Democratic Party activists, and Biden operators. And she bragged they had systematically poured hundreds of millions of dark money into changing voting laws and absorbing the role of key government registrars in key precincts. What was revolutionary was they were new progressive precedents of impeaching a president twice, trying him as a private citizen, barring minority congressional representatives from House committee memberships, and tearing up the State of the Union address on national television. But if you're out there and you decry the weaponization of a once professional FBI and the scandals among its wayward Washington hierarchy, that's not insurrectionary, nor is it being appalled at the FBI raiding on former presidents and possible presidential candidates' home. You know, historically, disputes over presidential papers were business. That was the business of lawyers, not armed agents. Historic overreach is insurrectionary, not objecting to it. And those who warn most of some mythical civil war are those most likely to actually incite one. And this is where the problem comes, because the ones that are, I think they're sort of thinking it would be great for the, because of the optics of what would happen in a civil war, the news coverage, the way that would work and everything, how bad it would make us look, except they don't actually understand how that would actually play out. And I'm not going to go into the details of that, because then everybody will accuse me of doing something dark, saying something dark, which is fine. But, you know, it would definitely not proceed the way they think it would. I can tell you that for a fact. It would not go the way they think it might go. But they love what they love. They love them some civil war. Let's default to some violence, shall we? Because we can't settle things any other way. So they think. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I was just talking about what people consider insurrectionary. And what I'm about to say would be considered insurrectionary if I wasn't simply echoing what the Founding Fathers thought at the time. Now, remember, the Founding Fathers put everything they had into the Revolution.
They put their fortune into it. They put their livelihood into it. They put their life into it. If any of them had ever been caught by the British, they would have been hung and left out on a display. They fought in such primitive conditions. A lot of soldiers operated without boots or shoes. The weapons they had, there were people that built weapons, to be sure. There were gun companies, I'm sure. I don't know which ones were in existence at the time. But, I mean, the guys that showed up to fight the Revolutionary War brought what they had at home. Now, because of the way that things worked back then, there was only one kind of gun, one kind of action. You know, so that worked out okay. It wouldn't work out that way today. Whenever I see some of these militias get together, and I'm talking about the left-wing ones, they always show up with 670 different types of guns. And that's no way to fight. That's no way to run a railroad. But I digress. So let's do away with one quick thought. The Second Amendment is not in place to protect gun rights for things like hunting. The AR-15, which is low-hanging fruit, or so they think. Wait, how often do you hear the typical straw man argument that no one needs an AR-15 to hunt? Which, actually, there are guys that do hunt with them, but that's beside the point. As we all know, most, if not all, of their arguments against legal gun ownership is ridiculous and not based in reality or fact in any way. But that doesn't stop them from rolling them out every time it's politically expedient to do so, usually while they're simultaneously invoking the name of the latest shooting victims that they don't actually care about. They don't even do that anymore. They don't even name names. They remember Uvalde. Remember this. Remember that. What are some of their other arguments? Well, there's the idea that taking guns from legal gun owners is going to somehow magically reduce crime and end mass shootings. Clearly here they're missing the basics in this argument, as those who legally own guns account for a very, very low percentage of the gun crime in this country. Taking guns away from legal owners is akin to taking kitchen knives away from chefs, because there's been a rise in stabbings. Right, Great Britain? Then there's the argument against the, quote, high-capacity magazine, which usually leans back on the same silly hunting argument with the same version of, how many rounds does it take to kill Bambi? As they spew it snarkily over, you know, by someone at MSNBCNN, who likely knows less about guns than Kamala Harris knows about expressing coherent thought. And while lower-capacity magazines may slow down a rampage killer a little, the solution, if you're the rampage killer, is to have more of them and more guns, which is exactly what has happened. Two cases in point. Stephen Paddock, Mandalay Bay, 23 guns up there with him. And Elliot Rogers, Isla Vista. He had 41 10-round magazines with him, and he had 3 handguns. So, someone who practices even a little can become proficient in changing magazines or weapons, and this empty argument once again conveniently forgets the simple fact that those who don't care about laws are going to find a way to break them. And magazine capacity, by the way, that's all based upon this block that would be on the bottom of it, which, unless they radically change them, all of those magazines have a removable base plate, which can, you know, then that block can be altered and that spring can be replaced, that kind of stuff. But once again, their laws that they would say are going to save us actually deprive us, the law-abiding, of the tools to defend ourselves, not the criminals or the psychopaths from the tools of their trade. So, the Second Amendment was never intended to ensure the gun rights of hunters for the sake of their sport. It was intended to protect all of us from the kind of government overreach, authoritarianism, and tyranny that has been on full display since roughly March of 2020, when our new pal COVID-19 came in to crash the party. You don't believe me on that one? Think I'm just another conspiracy lunatic here? Look up some information about Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. I don't have time to wait on you, but that's your homework. Those three nations, once considered some of the most free and independent-minded societies in the world, have gone full Orwell during the last two-plus years, with draconian lockdowns and mask mandates and travel restrictions and vaccine mandates, the likes of which most of us could never have imagined outside of some Mad Max movie. And how have they gotten away with treating their citizens like prisoners and lab rats? And there's two reasons for that, two very big reasons for that. One, because many citizens simply let it happen. Not critical thinkers at all. They were so mesmerized by things that sounded sciencey. Believing them meant you were on Team Science, the home of rational, intelligent, and enlightened minds. Not to believe them or even to question them meant you were a mouth-breathing, lowbrow, anti-vaxxer plague rat to be shunned and kept from polite society. And the second reason is because all of this so-called authority, in reality, authoritarianism, is at the end of the day enforced with the threat of a gun. And in those countries, who has the guns? Well, not the citizens of any of those countries by and large. And why not? Because they've all been convinced that by letting their governments take away most of their gun rights and guns, they are somehow a safer and more enlightened society. Their governments know full well that there's almost nothing to oppose them, no matter how far they want to go, and they have really leaned into this one. And that is the main thing to think about. How far are they willing to go? In Australia, through 2021, a truly peaceful lockdown protest, those were met with strong shows of force by Australian police departments. Protesters were shot at close range and often in the back with rubber bullets. And rubber bullets are not a love tap. Not at all. So, the Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not a word in there about hunting. Not even anything specifically about self-defense, though each certainly is understood to be ancillary to the main point, which is the maintaining of a free society. And free from what? Free from the very real and clearly demonstrated threat of government overreach and tyranny that we're seeing in places that were once considered bastions of freedom, including right here at home in the United States. The anti-gun crowd are desperate to make us the next Canada, New Zealand, or Australia, because they know that the Second Amendment is the last thing that stands between them and total control. In the interim, of course, that's not working out too well for them, which is the funny part. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way. As we proceed to that finish line, we need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, one of the side effects of public schools and the agenda that they pursue and everything else is nobody learns history. Hitler's Gestapo, which terrorized German citizens during the Nazi reign of terror, that was only 32,000 personnel. The Stasi, East Germany's answer to the Nazi criminal enterprise, only had 85,000 people working for them. The Biden regime, they have called for an extra 87,000 new IRS employees to aid in enforcing their edicts. Some of them will be armed. It was even asked if the prospective new agents, if they're willing to carry a firearm and use deadly force to aid in their efforts. That sounds like an in living color skit, doesn't it? Well, it does to me, anyway. What's that? You don't want to pay your fair share? Well, you got to die. Fill your hand. Oh, no, don't fill your hand. Let me fill my hand, and I'm going to fill you full of lead. Has it really come to this? A visit or audit from the IRS has always caused a feeling of dread in the citizenry. Was I too aggressive with my deductions? Should I have written off that trip? Am I going to end up in jail? But now those fears are multiplied by the fear of bodily harm inflicted by government agents. And while it appears that only a small number of those agents, members of the enforcement branch of the agency, would ever be in possession of a firearm as part of their job, it is a terrifying thought that our government will man an agency willing to scare the wits out of its citizens to enforce whatever it deems to need enforcing. One thing I have to point out, anybody getting a job at the IRS basically has to be an accountant, first and foremost. So then, when we're out there
when we're out there thinking about that part, then when we start thinking about, well, now they have to be an accountant and they have to be a soldier of fortune type, you know. You get what I'm saying? And most people that are accountants or get accountant's degrees or, you know, accounting degrees or something, they can make a lot more money in the private sector most of the time after all that student debt. They're looking for that, and they get a much better, cushier job. So this need to have 87,000 new people while we're talking about it at the same time, that's a really big, heavy weight to pick up. The next thing is that very shortly, the House becomes controlled by the Republicans. And we are going to have to steer the Republican representatives and remind them why they're there in the first place and make them reallocate that money. And then the threat goes away. Or they could actually go after the employers that employ the illegal immigrants. That's something else, you know. But even scarier than all that, now that I've dissuaded some of you that this is actually even going to happen, is the prospect of your political affiliation being a determining factor on what might have them coming after you. Anyone who doubts the conservatives will bear the brunt of the agency's growing enforcement apparatus has not been paying attention. We live right now in a two-tiered justice and law enforcement system. And no one in his right mind believes that all those extra agents are being hired to get after the Biden or Clinton family's ill-gotten gains. John Kerry is not about to be investigated to ensure he hasn't overestimated his deductions for jet fuel used to fly him around the world in pursuit of the left's crazy green agenda. Now, I think these extra agents will be used as weapons to make life miserable for those of us with the temerity to be part of what used to be called the loyal opposition, but are whom now seen as deplorable enemies of the state. And remember when I was talking about the Civil War that they're lusting after? This is one way to bring it about. Because as soon as they start actually gunning up and coming after you based upon your political affiliation, and it becomes apparent that's what it is, that's going to be a problematic. But see, here's the problem we face right now at this moment. The only thing this government is good at, this government as it is right now, is weaponization of government institutions. And I ask you, quite honestly, with the exception of the military, who are supposed to have weapons? And right now, the ones in the military that are supposed to have weapons, they're undergoing sensitivity training and critical race theory education. So it's more than a little sobering sometimes to realize that even if I never cheated on my taxes, this government seems more than willing to find a way to drain the retirement savings because I believe in making America great again. And I fear that sleep will be difficult as I await the sounds of boots kicking in my door. However, there is a caveat to that. Now, I don't remember what year it was. It has been in the 2000s. It has been since the advent of the smartphone, specifically the iPhone. Apple filed a patent on some software that would effectively blind smartphones that might take video and keep them from texting that video out of a certain grid square. This would be turned off. Why would that be necessary? Why would we need that? And I will tell you why we would need that. And by the way, all of that happened prior to the Bundy Ranch. So, if you remember the Bundy Ranch, it became known that, the Bureau of Land Management was coming after the Bundys, and there was a lot of things going on with this, and there was basically a call to arms where tens of thousands of people responded. And they got there, and the United States BLM blinked. And this is where the problem comes. See, the reason that you would want to restrict certain things getting out within a grid square. What if you send in the IRS And, the audit now is not an audit anymore. This is a snatch and grab. They're going to snatch you and take you in and sweat you and all this other stuff. How many times would that be allowed to happen before people began to understand that they were going to have some sort of a reaction to this? And when I say reaction, I mean pushback. And herein lies the problem for anything that they may do. Short of getting 100% of the military forces, which the military forces are the only ones out there today with a logistics capability to sustain military operations. And that's what it would boil down to. Military operations, not police, military. Law enforcement, when they go out, they've got what they've got on them, in their vehicles, whatever. But when they, as they go, their back is exposed. Same with the IRS. Same with anything out there, unless it's a full-blown military operation. The left has long understood what it takes to take you over, to run your life. They've understood this a long time. And what you have to understand is that they can only take that which you give. A good illustration, there's been a lot of talk since the Tea Party days of term limits. Except in Wyoming, the electorate in Wyoming became very educated and very well informed and paid a lot of attention. And they didn't have to have term limits. They term limited Liz Cheney. Kicked her out of office. She's out. She's done. She says she's going to do this and that and the other. But she's going to be gone. She's an afterthought now. The media will continue to give her a platform, sure. But, I mean, she's done. You are the key. An informed electorate willing to push back and willing to maintain the republic. That is the key to maintaining the republic. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, the big challenge is going to be, as we go forward, is going to be staying engaged in this. And one thing you have to begin to take in is that there are no politicians that are heroes. They may do some heroic things from time to time. How many people remember when the Tea Party swept in? All of those guys were stalwarts. All of those guys were Captain Conservative or, you know, whatever. And but then time occurred. Power is a very intoxicating mistress. One of, my congressmen at the time was Trey Gowdy. And Trey was very telegenic. Spoke well. He was a very, very, very good prosecutor when he was a prosecutor. And when he would get on some of these committees, I mean, he would take it to him. But Trey never wrote a bill. He never wrote a bill. Consequently, that means he never passed a law. He might have voted on some laws that passed, but he never passed one. Not one that originated with him. And there's probably a lot of reasons why that happened. But it boils down to this. And when Trump came in, he quit. Which is still a mystery to me today. But I digress. We have a problem here. Too many Republicans are as useless as Democrats. You all know this. And we are overwhelmed right now with critical political issues that need serious people to address them. But the probability that many of our Republican representatives will do anything sometimes approaches zero. And the big question is why our Republican leadership is so useless and what can we do to fix it? And this is nothing new. Weak Republicans were always there, quietly undermining a seriously conservative agenda. They have worked with Democrats for a long time, figuratively crossing aisles and giving Democrats bipartisan cover for the things they do. Democrats used to do the same, and the system was designed so that compromises would create moderation. And it worked when neither party was out to bankrupt the government. Now, the Democrats intend to bankrupt the government, and that should not be a conservative goal, but Republicans keep crossing the aisle, making them just as useless and also complicit. And In America, Congress has become the living embodiment of the Welsh politician Aneurin Bevan saying that politics is a blood sport, but only one side is losing blood right now. Now, I, as a voter, I have often hoped that our representatives would copy the Democrats' representatives who routinely go to battle for their issues. And the conservatives have very few political warriors at the national level. And the people that we elect to be our warriors often turn out to be Democrats in disguise, or at best, no better than Democrats at representing our interests. And then came Trump. He changed the equation for conservatives because his exuberant activism revealed the timidity of the useless wing of the Republican Party. Donald Trump is a political warrior, without a doubt. There's a lot, you know, I've had people going, well, you know, I can't stand what he does on Twitter, and I can't stand this, and I can't stand the way he talks. But Donald Trump is a brawler. And he doesn't care if he busts his knuckles on your mouth. He doesn't care if you land a few shots to him. He's going to stay in the fight till you either beat him down or he wins. And if you beat him down, he's going to come back and keep fighting till he wins. And that's what we got to have. That's what we got to have. Trump wants to battle for his supporters. And he wants his supposed allies to fight too. Weakness is not acceptable now. It is no longer something we can sit back and ignore. President Trump would not give in to Democrats while pretending to be Republican. He needs more elected Republicans to fight the way he does. But conservatives, which I don't know why we even still stick that name to some of those, but those that claim to be conservative, what are they conserving? Because what we're supposed to be conserving is the Republic. But so-called conservatives are often stuck with weak politicians, leaving Trump to stand alone. And that was the problem with Trump. During his time as president, he basically had to do it all himself. The lack of a broad, united opposition allows Democrats to unify and focus their opposition on a single person, which they did. This current unity is at the bottom of nearly every vote in Congress. Every vote that they have taken since Biden became president, and every decision has become a referendum on Republicans and Trump. Because whether the so-called conservatives like it or not, he's still the leader of the party. And I'm sorry, Mitch or Kevin, but it isn't you. Even our currently installed president will issue edicts and orders based on reasoning no more thoughtful than the fact that it is exactly the opposite of whatever Trump did do or would have done. His first day in office was spent doing executive orders to rescind everything Trump did. He did 100 and something of those in his first 2 days. Biden's incompetence, in large part, is due to the fact of his focused opposition to Trump. It's not that, definitely it's about his policy without a doubt, but most of his stuff is just on being the 180 degrees away from Trump thing, you know? Now, the political battlefield has been determined, and the issues have been drawn with a very stark definition. And there is little doubt where allegiance and principle should lie. And in a political arena like this, there is no place to hide. And if you're not in the battle, you are useless. Too many of our elected leaders are choosing to be useless. Conservative-leading Democrats began to disappear when Ronald Reagan was president. Then it got a bit worse with the stolen election of George W. Bush. But it was Trump's election that sent off the nuclear blast that vaporized every elected, appointed, or hired Democrat who might ever agree with anything Republican. The blue dog conservative Democrat doesn't exist anymore. Weak Republicans are relics of a simpler time. They are stuck in the politics of the 70s. The political calculus has changed and left them behind. And the Democrats are currently winning the battle of emotion and intense rhetoric. They're winning because Democrats are united and they are radical. And they have passion. They are very passionate about being in control of your life. It is impossible to defeat radical intensity with weakness. Democrats win because they're committed to winning. And Republicans are not. And the Democrats define winning not just by advancing their policies, but by eliminating Republicans. They want a political death sentence for the opposition, and Republicans will not fight against this challenge. So Republicans, you got to get in the game or get out of the way so that some fresh blood can come in and enter the political battle. Some of us are ready to get bruised, and that's why voting is important. Conservatives aren't sitting out elections merely because they perceive cheating makes their votes irrelevant. Weak Republicans also make their votes useless. If conservative voters knew their representatives would stay strong, they would fight to vote. It's a performance profession, people. Trump showed Republicans how to do this, but the weaklings refuse to learn. And he continues to remind them every day how this battle is effectively fought and how useless they are in fighting it. I support Trump, not because I like him. I admire him. He's a leader. He fights for us instead of against us. You know, it's worse than too many Republicans are as useless as Democrats. The problem now is that too many Republicans are worse than useless. Right now, the murder turtle is going on TV saying, I don't know if we're going to flip the Senate. Well, no doubt, pal. Why would we? Why would we give you? Yeah, you're not going to use it. If you're not going to wield the power, get out of the way and give it to somebody that will. Kevin McCarthy, I don't know what kind of a speaker he may or may not make. But you know why he'll be speaker? Because it's his turn, not because he earned it. Because he stayed in place for as long as he has. And we got to look at these Republicans and we got to understand one thing. Some of these guys are taking up space where we need a fighter, where we need a scrapper, a brawler, where we need somebody that is chomping at the bit to spill a little political blood and wield some power. With that, I am out of here. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.